Yes, it's ETF of the Week time here on Money Life, and that means I'm joined by Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends. And of course, we say every week that ETFtrends.com, great site, not only for Tom's picks and what is looking well according to the Global Trend Asset Management System, but truthfully, it's a great site for all things ETF related. You want to find out what's new, what's trending, what's going on in the business, all that other sort of stuff, ETFtrends.com. Now, of course, Tom is not only there, but you can find him on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. ETF Trends is on Twitter, at ETF Trends. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. It's great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the ETF Securities Physical Precious Metals Basket Shares, ticker GLTR.
It's the ETFS Physical Precious Metals Basket Shares. Again, that ticker GLTR. Precious metals now? Really? Explain a little bit, because anytime we talk precious metals, you have that sort of difference between, do I want to hold metals or do I want to hold metals companies?
Right. Well, there's a lot to talk about in a matter of a few minutes, Chuck. But first of all, as we're coming up on the end of the year, one thing that most investors are doing or should be doing if they have asset allocation models is look to see which areas have done well and what areas haven't done so well. And one area that hasn't done well for sure is commodities, and specifically precious metals. With that in mind, if you are doing a proper asset allocation towards the end of the year, you would actually buy more of what's done poorly and sell off what's really done well in order to maintain that asset allocation program. But with that in mind, many people don't actually have commodities allocations. And if you're thinking of a commodity allocation, now's a great time to think about that because it's been beat up so badly. The other thing is, with this specific ETF, it's a basket and kind of a combination of physical gold, physical silver, physical palladium, and platinum. So you've got gold, silver, palladium, and platinum all have specific allocations in here. And how it works out is 57% gold, 29% silver, about 8% palladium, about 8% platinum. Now, why would you do that? First of all the metals don't necessarily always operate together or in tandem. Gold's been down tremendously, but silver's actually been down more. However, when you look at supply, most of the supply for gold is outside the U.S., specifically in emerging market countries. We don't feel that as much here in the U.S. So there's a strong case for two things. Number one, demand for gold, even though emerging market economies are down a bit, is actually up year over year. The other thing is indicator here in the U.S. is where are interest rates. Well, we've continued to be waiting and waiting and waiting for Janet Yellen and the Fed to pull the trigger, and they haven't yet. And now many people feel that, well, yes, it might be in December, but there are also a big bunch that are feeling it might not be till 2016. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, it still may be good for metals. From that standpoint, Chuck, the fundamentals are there, number one. If you're following asset allocation, great, this might be something to consider. But most importantly, tax loss harvesting comes into play. That if you do own metals or metals-related stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, you can take the loss by selling it now and buy something that represents that asset class in the form of this kind of diversified spot metals offering.
But you're buying a sector that's beaten up. You are, in this case, as you just sort of answered one of my questions, where's the money coming from? You're actually taking this money from things that have lost money, using it to get yourself the benefits of a tax loss. I would assume that means that we're not looking at a fund where you're going, wow, look at how far over its 200-day moving average it is, et cetera. So this is swapping out your allocation for a new allocation and then holding that allocation because you believe it's the right time for that allocation.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. However, for those trend followers out there, we're about 4% below the 200-day average. And again, as we've seen a big decline over the past couple of years in this asset class, and I'm talking big. At one point in time, things will reverse. And rather than guessing when that might be, let the trend tell you. So we've seen a decline, over 50% since 2011 on this related ETF. At one point in time, we're going to see a recovery. I'm not saying it's going to happen now, but if at one point you want to be a contrarian, here's a great opportunity to do that.
And so what you're really saying is that if you buy into it now and we wind up with the kind of pickup you expect, it's likely to cross the 200-day moving average. And at that point, you can use the 200-day moving average to sort of be your guide going forward.
Yeah, it all depends on your discipline. If commodities are part of your asset class, great. This is something to consider to take advantage of tax loss harvesting, for sure, and also be a little bit more diversified than just in gold itself, because the fundamentals are different for the metals. If you are looking for a tactical play at one point in time, this is going to go above its average. And when it does, you have an opportunity to buy in maybe at the beginning of a new uptrend.
It's the ETFS, Physical Precious Metals Basket Shares, ticker symbol GLTR, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, if you want more information on this ETF or anything related to ETFs, go to ETFtrends.com. That's where you're going to find them online. On Twitter, you'll find them at ETFtrends. And Tom Lydon, well, he's on Twitter at Tom Lydon. All right, we've gotten off to a rolling start here on the Thursday edition of Money Life. So we're just going to keep on rolling and pick up speed. The big interview is next when Money Life continues right after this message.